Good morning, people. More like good afternoon. Thank you for joining me again this week. Yes, we're back 2 weeks in a row. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thought it? Not me, but here we are. Wow, look at us. I'm so proud of me. Here's the thing. Now, I was going to record this episode earlier this week, but I was like, no, let me wait a little bit. And I'm glad I did, because I got to talk about something. Before we even get started on, you know, the hee hee ha ha, let's talk about how my job has me fucked up. Now, not my job per se, so I don't get sued or whatever, but the people at my job have me fucked up. And long story short, there's a co-worker there that felt the need to stir the pot a little bit and put me on the head, put me up there, up front. So, how do I want to say this? Because I can't sit here and be like, nah, I'm about to fight that bitch. Because we're too grown for that. We don't fight anymore. I used to fight. People got me fucked up. I did used to fight. I used to wrestle and tussle all here. Last time I got in a fight, not proud of it, but it was only a couple years ago, and I'm not too above it to do it again. But this is the workplace. This is where we need to be professional, you know? And this is why I try to keep it professional. I could be petty. I could be sitting here talking shit about everyone I don't like, but I don't. When I don't like someone, I don't speak to them. I don't acknowledge them. I just ignore. Ignore and forget. And honestly, it's the best thing for me. Because if I act like something's not there, it's not. For me, I forget it's even there. I can work with people I don't like because I don't acknowledge them outside of what needs to get done. And it just makes that job that much easier. But I'm being tried. I'm being played with. People are trying to see what I will and won't do at this workplace. We in the middle of freaking Panoramium, a freaking panini press. So I'm gonna try to keep it cute to keep these bills paid, but don't push me. I'm too close to the edge. But a bitch is too broke. I'm too broke to put this job on a line just to beat this girl's ass. So we gotta keep it pushing. We do have to keep it pushing. And you know, one of the reasons I don't like this girl is because of this job. I think it's whack that because of capitalism, let's just say that, because of capitalism, we were forced to go against each other, pit sales against sales, just for them not to consider the same sales when it came to getting off on holidays. Because bitches out here are selling freaking hundreds worth of what we need, the products that we need to sell, but they're still working holidays. So all of that was just a ploy just to get us to sell more stuff. That's why I stopped trying to do all that extra shit, because they ain't gonna get no extra shit out of me. No, am I gonna go out of my way to try to sell my customers this thing just to help y'all out? No, get out of my face. So y'all can get a bigger tax write-off? No. Suck my big toe. Keeping it PG for the kids. But yeah, bitch is broke. I was trying to get more, you know, creative with income. I was definitely thinking about starting an OnlyFans because, you know, girls are getting, they're paying off their freaking school debt, getting cars, Mercedes, houses and shit. I'm like, yeah, here I am, struggling. Literally trying to earn slave wages, begging. That's what a server job is. It's just working for slave wages. That's, don't argue with me. Argue with your mom about it, because that's what it is. Forced to do this. I could just be out there selling ass pics. Probably not. I don't know if I'm as creative enough as the OF girls that make bank off of it, because the creativity, the skill, the access you have to have, you know? Just to be like in that top 0.05%, you know? Couldn't be me. I wish. First thing out here, I get Louis Neverfull. A real one, because we can't do the fake shit. Here's the thing. If you've been on Twitter lately, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but Christmas just passed and everyone's getting, you know, their gifts and everything. Like, oh my God, what did you get? And posting or whatever. And then you got folks that gotta come out here and one up people and be like, oh, you got that? Well, I got this and whatnot. Which is all fine and dandy, I guess. But my only issue is when it comes to brands. Why are we putting so much pressure on each other to flex these brands? I mean, okay, let's just clarify something. I like brands. I like name brands. I like the luxury brands. I don't have luxury brands because I don't got luxury brand money, but I'm a big fan. And if I did, best believe I would be rocking it. But what I'm not gonna do is rock the fake version. Why buy into that? Because I would like to know. Because we're not in middle school anymore. We're not afraid to go to lunch and get roasted by the other bullies there because you're not wearing the right Jordans and shit. We're not doing that anymore. So why do we still need to still go out of our way to flaunt fake brands? I saw this tweet, and it really shed some light on something. The girl was like, I would buy a fake Chanel over a real Michael Kors. And I was like, what? Wait, what? Where they do that at? That's just broke. That's just, if anything, that's broker than what you think you're giving. Like, you might not like Michael Kors. It's not like the real luxury for you. Okay, cool, fine. It's not it for me. I got my little Michael Kors wallet, but that was a gift. I didn't pay for that. But it's not for everyone. That's fine. But what we're not going to do is buy into the counterfeit brand, buy into the actual illegal stuff. Like, because that is, counterfeit stuff is illegal. But the idea of you taking someone else's intellectual property, putting it on something else, just so you can have some type of societal standard over your peers, for what? Why wear fake Chanel? Like, I just don't understand. You're too good for real Michael Kors, but not too good enough for real Chanel. Whatever, I guess. But that's how I feel about all fake luxury stuff. Like, I think it's tacky. Sorry, not really. But it's as tacky as fuck. You got brand labels or ain't, not like nails or something like that. Like, nails, it's cute. Like, it's a design. And get it. They ain't gonna sell the nail. I mean, they could sell, but whatever. But like, the mask, the bathing suits, the other paraphernalia that has the luxury brand on it or some luxury labeling on it, but the luxury brand has never sold anything of the sorts. That's even more tacky, honestly. If we want to go there, why even? Like, I would like to really analyze why you feel the need to wear those. Like, what is that? What do you, like, the question is, what do you expect people, or what do you want people to think of you wearing those in that specific brand specifically, you know? Because it can't just be like, oh, the style, the color. I'm like, you can wear any style, any color. It doesn't have the branding on it. Now it's ugly. Now it don't make any sense. Now you don't have any style, you know? Some people just rely on that because that's the only way they have any sense of style. And hey, everyone's not a fashionista, but you can't hide behind brand labels to say that you have style. Those things don't work. That's just kind of not how it works. But you didn't hear it from me. Looking back on this year, I wanted to reflect on some of the friendships that I don't have anymore because of one thing or another. Going into this year, I don't know if I really touched on it or not. I actually did in my fourth episode, I think, when I was talking about the call her daddy situation. If you don't know, go back, listen to that episode. And I actually have to go in on that particular situation because the other host of the podcast ended up coming out not only with her side of the story, but her own podcast that I now listen to religiously, Sophia with an F. It's great. Highly recommend. Definitely go listen to it. Love her. Definitely owe her an apology. So you actually don't need to go back and listen to the episode if you don't want to. But going off of that, that was a big friendship breakup that was on a massive scale, considering that they also had a business and a podcast together based off of that friendship. But I also lost a friendship around that time too. And this is a girl that we've been friends since sophomore year of high school. I got really close to her. I consider her one of my best friends. But at the beginning of the year, we took a trip that really put the friendship to the test. And we failed that test. And I say we because it takes two people all the time in a relationship. And those are two pieces of a puzzle that kind of need to fit together majority of the time. Not all the time, because people change and they shift. But majority of the time, they should be at least going to the same finishing puzzle, you know? And I think I discovered on that trip that we were two pieces of two different stories, two different paths that no longer needed each other. And I made that decision, and how I went through that decision probably was not the best. It was honestly something I wish that I did differently at the time, but we all grow, and sorry if you hear that plane passing by. But during the time, I expressed some concerns I had with how our friendship dynamic was working. And at the time, I was at a really vulnerable space, and how she chose to take that information didn't work for me. It felt like she was brushing off how I was feeling and how I felt throughout our whole friendship. And I was like, you know what? And then there was like a specific, there was multiple situations that happened on the trip that ended with me being like, yo, what the fuck? For example, we were on the trip with a guy friend of hers, that also brought some of his guy friends. And from the jump, I wasn't interested. I was on the trip with these people because it was cheap. You know, the more the merrier, because we all on a budget. But I already wasn't a big fan of the guy. So I wasn't trying to be all buddy-buddy with his friends either. I was going to keep it cordial, but I felt like they kept encroaching on my boundaries throughout the whole trip. I remember one time we were walking on the beach, and at the point, like, I am not a really big, like, picture person. Like, I am in some places. I just have to be in the mood. At the time, I was in the mood. I was just trying to be on the beach. We're in fucking Puerto Rico. This is the first time I've left the mainland, so I'm trying to experience the country. I'm not trying to sit here and take pictures every freaking 2 feet and just sit here and just keep taking pictures. And one of the friends was, like, a photographer or whatever. And he kept trying to take pictures of me. I'm like, no, I don't want to take pictures. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm not in the mood. And I remember I told him no, like, I'm good on pictures. And then my friend comes up to me and she's like, hey, like, why are you, like, what's wrong? Like, why are you not in the mood to take pictures? I'm like, now I'm being questioned when I said I didn't want to do. I don't like that. Don't question what I said. No, that's it. Why am I getting further questioning on why I said no? Because I don't want to. There's no big issue. I just don't want to fucking take pictures right now. Get off of my dick. I said I was going to keep it PG for the kids, but we're already cousins, so whatever. Get off of my dick. No, I don't want to take pictures. Like, back up. Like, I'm really strict on my boundaries, so I get aggressive, I guess, especially when I feel like they're being encroached on. When I made it clear the first time, I feel like my communication style is pretty clear. So when I said no, I meant no. There's no elaboration. And you don't need that because I don't know you, sir. Why do I need to elaborate? What? Anyways, but I remember on, oh my gosh. So later on during this trip, we all go. And mind you, this is a group of Black people. So we're all Black, right? We end up going to this restaurant and we're getting awful service. And I mean to the point where, like, we can't even get a water. I remember she told us that, like, the server told us that we couldn't get water because they didn't have, like, water on tap or whatever, and she could only give us bottled water. I look over, I see the table next to us, which is regular water. And I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? It was just like the server, she was ignoring us, and then she was giving us attitude. And I'm just like, what? It took us, like, forever to get our food. I remember I got this, like, salmon pasta. The salmon was fucking dry as shit. And I was like, this is terrible. And I'm a server. So I'm like, oh, this is, God. I was talking to another server who was, like, nice enough to help us out a little bit. And I remember the table next to us, because I was asking them, I was like, y'all got that water, right? Like, you just asked for regular tap water and they gave it to you. And they were like, yeah, this white lady and her daughter. Nice, cool. And I remember they were like, I'm so sorry. Like, y'all had to deal with that. Like, there was no reason for that server to be as rude as she was to you. Because I guess they saw the whole thing. So I'm like, okay, so I'm not crazy. We were just getting terrible service for whatever reason. And I'm just like, we're in a foreign country and we're a tourist, like a black tourist group or whatever. So I guess they have their own expectations of how we were going to act or whatever. But no, I remember we were recording and afterwards, because I was like, oh, I'm going to make a review about this. I'm going to post it on Yelp. I recorded, like, if I can find the name, I might just say, like, hey, if you're in Puerto Rico, San Juan, don't go to this place. It's like downtown. Fuck that lady. But during this time when we were there, we were talking about what we were going to do later that night. And I specifically said, because me and my friend were the only two girls on the trip, and there was the other three guys. And I specifically said, I don't want to be in a strip club at 5 o'clock in the morning. And me and her both not, yeah, that's not what we want to do. I don't want to be in the strip club. One thing, I get nervous about girls. One. Two, I didn't bring stripper money on this trip. And if I'm going to a strip club, I'm not going to just sit there and just watch the girls do their jobs for free. Because fuck that. I didn't have ones to be out here at the strip club. Y'all aren't going to give me money. So I don't want to go to a strip club. I want to go out dancing. I love dancing. And we're in fucking San Juan. I'm going salsa. I'm going out with the local dancing. Well, where it's safe. For tourists, at least. I'm trying to go dancing. I'm not trying to do all that. So tell me why. This night, we go out dancing. We're fun. We're out. We're having a good time. It's getting late. We had some run-ins with some locals. It was kind of crazy, but we ended up doing all right. We got all right. But it's getting a little late. But they want to keep the party going. Tell me where I am at 5:06 a.m. with a drunk friend. She's slosh. So I'm taking care of her. I'm on my phone across the street because they're inside the fucking strip club where I said I didn't want to be. I can't find nan fucking Uber. I'm mad. And they're trying to just come into the strip club and blah, blah, blah. And I'm forced to go into the strip club taking care of my drunk friend. And I remember I got a lap dance from this really nice lady. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't even have money to pay you. Like, because she was trying to get me in, like, a better mood. She was like, why are you in a sad mood? Like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't want to be here. Partly because I don't have money to give y'all because I feel like I'm wasting your time, you know? I would hate that. You know, I hate when people come into my job, sit at a table, don't order shit, and won't tip shit, and you're taking up a table. I hate that. And that's exactly how I feel here, you know? But she gave me a little dance on the house, and I was like, wow, you were real cool for that, you know? And she really lightened my mood. She was a real one. She was fun. But at this point, I was fed up with the direction of the trip and how it was going and how everything I said was being sidelined. My boundaries were being pushed into a place where I didn't want to be. And the constant gaslighting, like I was being overdramatic. I'm like, y'all don't even know. Like, this is just... Anyways, that next day, I remember making it a point and telling my friend after she sobered up. Because at that point, I couldn't be mad because she was out for the count. She gonna follow whatever they gonna do because she's drunk and she don't, you know, want to be without the guys out here, you know. But that next day, I made a point in telling her, I don't care what they do. I don't care about them or whatever is going on the rest of the trip. I'm going to the beach and I'm going to just chill there the whole day. Like, that's my plan. Like, that's what I'm going to do. And I was full intention of going on my own. Like, I had no problem. But she was like, no, she made a point of coming with me so I wouldn't be alone or whatever. But on this trip to the beach is where our paths diverged. Because And I'm going to break down exactly the interaction, how this went, and how this is where my, this is where I was cutting it off, because I was done. We walked there, and we walked by this taco place, and I'm raving about this taco place the whole entire time. Literally, best fucking tacos I've ever had. I don't know what they did to that fish. Mmm. Three ingredients, right? Fish taco, fried. Fish is just tender, moist inside. It was like dark meat. I don't even know what type of fish it was. Delicious. Fried, right? Purple cabbage in this mango based sauce. I don't know what it is, but it was delicious. I was going there literally every single day. I don't know if you can hear my stomach growling because I'm starving right now. That fish taco was so good. I dream about it. But I was raving about this taco place. So she goes with me. I get three. She gets two. And she's like, wow, these are so good. Whatever. And mind you, across the street, like right across the little crosswalk area, there's a pizza place that we were also stopping by like late at night. And she really wanted to go get pizza from this place. And I'm just like, okay. So after we, like, because we eat our tacos, and she was like, I still want to go get that pizza. And I'm like, okay, so we go get the slice. And mind you, it's like 3-something. I think it's like 3:45. And I'm like, time's a ticking. This is New Year's, mind you. So daylight savings time has passed. So it does get darker. Even in Puerto Rico, it's going to get darker soon. And I wanted to lay out at the beach. And I'm not trying to miss sun. I was on my own time, but like she taking her sweet time. We could have been there already because I, you know, if I was by myself. But we go to the pizza place. It's 3:45. So I'm just like, okay, let's keep it pushing. You know, I'm not like throwing her down the street. Like, we gotta fucking go. We get to the pizza place. She orders the pizza. Boom. We get it. It's to go. They set it on the counter. She's paying for it and she's putting her stuff away or whatever. They set it on the counter and I pick up the bag. Because she's putting her stuff away. And I'm like, all right, let me just pick up the bag so we can get the walk-in. Hand it to you while we're walking. And she snaps at me because I'm rushing her so rudely. How dare I, on this day, rush her? Heffa, you didn't even have to come. You didn't even have to show up. You could have stayed with them. You didn't have to come. This was a day that I was planning for myself to bounce back. So I didn't have to be in the shitty mood that I've been in so far on this trip. But now I'm getting this sass, like I wronged you. I remember after that, we walked to the beach and she's like walking behind me. And we get to the beach and she sits like back away from me, like 6 feet away. And I'm just like, I know I didn't ask for a relaxing day at the beach just to get this passive aggressive energy from someone that invited themselves. I was so, it was like everything that I was feeling, I don't know. Maybe I was just too centered on myself and that was just so rude. But in light of everything, that, in light of what I was feeling that entire trip, and what I was trying to get away from, and that's how you wanted to respond. I just felt like, why are you my best friend? Like, why am I here doing? And this is something I was thinking. It's like I always overreach. I felt like I always overdid myself in respect of, like, I felt like I always gave so much in that particular friendship and it wasn't reciprocated. But I'm just like, maybe that imbalance in itself, in what was expected from each other, said what it needed to say. And I heard that message loud and clear during that small moment. So, after that, the entire rest of the trip, I think it was like 2-3 days left, didn't speak to her. I didn't say anything to anyone. I left on my own accord. I remember she was trying to talk to me or something like that. And I just, like I said, I go silent. I dead ass go silent. My toxic trait. And I'm trying to grow out of that. because, no, I'm lying. I'm not. I feel like cutting things out, just cutting it out like cancer, not saying everyone's cancer, not relating all those things to cancer, but you just gotta cut out those things that can become tumorous growths on your mental, you know? I can't over worry about someone that can put me in such a, oh, not even that, to can just ignore my feelings just to be petty, you know? Not saying that I'm above that, but I feel like I take into account everything, all things when I move sometimes, and I don't appreciate when other people don't. And in that moment, I was just, it's like this whole entire trip, I've been feeling like it's been going downhill, and you've just added to that by doing this. Like, why even? Because I grabbed your pizza too soon and you felt like I was rushing you. You felt like I was rushing you, so you decided to sit 10 feet away from me on the beach on the day that I told you that I was going to go to the beach to feel better and I was going to go by myself, but you insisted on coming along. I just, instead of talking about how that might have made you feel or upset, it may have made you feel, you decided to take the petty route. I don't know. You pick and choose your battles, and you chose that one. And that just told me the direction of where I wanted this friendship to go. Since it was that deep, I made it that deep for myself as well. So since then, I haven't spoken to her or anything like this or anything like that. And that's just been, I guess, the wave lately of the year. I have had to do that a couple times with some people that I've been friends with. But not always for the right reason. Sometimes I'm just being petty and shutting down. And then I just need a moment to reflect and then bounce back and apologize for the wrongs that I've done that might have led to that. Because sometimes it's just me being overly sensitive about something or choosing to bottle it up and not address it head on. But then sometimes I'm really just cutting out some variables that aren't adding benefit to my life. I feel like that's really what the difference is with some friendships, when you like bounce back and really try to address what the issue is. It's like, what is the effect of this person on my life? Like, what is the benefit of having this person in my life? Because some friends I truly would just be so devastated if I didn't have in my life, looking back on all the memories and everything like that. Not saying that those that I'm not friends with now, that I don't look back and be like, damn, I really miss them. Because I do. But then on the flip side, I'm like, in the friendship, how do I feel? Is it worth it? That I feel like I was doing too much on my end and it would never be reciprocated on the flip end. Like, one thing for me was when we were in school, I would always visit her at her school. She's never the entire time, the entire 4 years. And she had a car and everything, but she would never visited me. And I'm like, it's nothing to visit people. The entire 4 years, you go all these road trips and can't visit your home Skillet Biscuit at her old school. I don't know. It's the small things, but they always add up to bigger things. Nothing's mutually exclusive, I like to say. But on the accountability respect, I like to think that I also have to take responsibility for actions that probably weren't the best on my end. Things that I could have probably done differently. Things that you should express sooner. I feel like I had a really hard time. I would have things bottle up and they explode in the wrong moment at the wrong time. And use as an emphasis on the wrong situation for the wrong feelings, you know? It's just like, you feeling this way about this? Why didn't you say something? Like, is that why you're doing other such and such conflict? That's the real issue at the moment, and it's really rooted in another issue that's happened months and months ago, you know? Like, that's really what, going forward, I have to take accountability for, because that shit. Because a bitch can hold a grudge. I will hold a grudge. I don't know why. But I'm just, it's like, keeping tabs on people, but I keep tabs on myself. I'm like, because I did this too. So it kind of, because I have to keep tabs on myself so I don't use the tabs that I keep on other people to justify something, you know? Like, oh, they did this and this. And I'm like, oh, but you did this and this too. So you can't really judge. But then those tabs are also held by an emotion. And when you don't forgive, and you have to be selfish and forgive for yourself at this moment so you don't continue to hold that person to this unknown standard that they don't even know, because that's not even being clear about how you stand with a person. Like, I always have anxiety rooted on how I stand with people, but I also, on the flip, interesting, projecting, wow, who needs a therapist? I'm doing this shit on my own. On the flip, the reason why I have that anxiety is because I also hold people to a standard they are also unaware to. And that's unfair. And going into this new year, we're not trying to, you know, new year, new me, some shit. But being more aware, we're starting early. We're starting right now. Because that's what I've been doing all year. Just being more aware about why I think the things I do, especially the judgmental things. Like, why am I projecting that? Because there's a piece of that within my own history or within my own actions that I have to take accountability for. Don't worry, no one's dodging the shit talking here. Not only am I shitting on others, I'm shitting on myself. So it's fair, you know? But I also want to thank not only the listeners, but my friends who stuck around and dealt with this whole journey that I've been on myself, because they probably see this from the outside and they're like, bitch, you're a mess. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm such a genius. Like, I understand everything and woe is me and blah, blah, blah. But in reality, I'm a mess. Also, just adding fuel to the flame. But we got to be bigger than that. You know, assume a higher vibration. You know what I mean? Right, Tabasco? I'm sick of this little boy sleeping on all of my stuff. I got fur on fucking everything. This dude just, oh, he's so cute though. Aww. He's so cute. Okay, whatever. He can sleep there. Going into the new year, we face some new decisions as well. With accountability and that beast taken care of, knowing what we did wrong in our own decisions. Now we talk about forgiveness and moving on and potentially even rebuilding bridges with people that we alienated for one reason or another. And when it comes to that, and with this new age of Aquarius that we're in, for my astro babes out there, how do you determine what is and isn't worth rebuilding? How do you know which one of those relationships are really worth patching up and trying again? I have one with a friend, not the same friend, a different one, where I'm in this place where I'm able to forgive and easily, not forget, but move past and patch up relationships, because I've seen in the past with me especially, is that I always feel alienated by my own decisions because I'm choosing to be more ethically or more right with how to move forward with certain people. I feel like that's why I'm quick to cut off certain people. I feel like my boundaries, my limits of what I think is acceptable and not acceptable are a lot shorter than a lot of my friends. And they can easily forgive some things that I personally hard no. Oh, you hard no. I don't really forgive certain things, regardless of how small they might be. But that just might be me just standing on a moral high ground I always find myself on. And I'm trying to get past that and accept that everyone has flaws. Just like, hey, 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 hey. Damn. see me, I'm trying to record. What the, could you not? You have a whole scratching post. I have a whole scratching post. He's literally 5 foot tall and he's choosing to scratch up on the wall. What the fuck? Dude. Tabasco. Like, for example, if in any time period you have sympathized with Trump or Trump voters, that's a hard pass for me. That's not a hard pass for everyone that I know, but that's a hard pass for me. Any non-black person that I know that says nigga, that's a hard pass for me. I'm sorry. I don't rock with that. That's not that like that for everyone that I know, but those are hard passes for me. And it's small things like that for everyone else, but issues for me, because it just shows deeper issues. I say all the small things count, and I think that means, and I take that for other people too. So the small things that I see from people, I don't want to know. That's just it for me, you know? Some things I have to learn to forgive, like, I don't know, thinking people are, no, let me not say that. That would call the wrong people out. But, I don't know, casual ignorance, I guess I have to get past. I used to be on a really moral high, or like, on this social justice warrior path with my righteous thinking and things like that. Which I still, I guess I am. I guess I'm a really PC person in terms of certain things. I know, here's one thing. Here's a hot take, I guess. Cracker isn't a slur, and I will use it freely when I'm addressing white folks in positions of power. Because that's what it's meant for, and I will continue to use it as such. I remember I jokingly use it because I don't think people understand there's this thing with black people and comedy and humor and how it is an everyday staple in sometimes conversation and how we go to talk about things or address things. So when I casually like, oh my God, I'm going out the whispers to the camera, cracker, because it's such a shocking thing that I always get the second and first degree when it comes to my relationships and who I decide to date. And when I choose to step outside of that racial boundary, I get a lot of slack for it. It's always a discussion, and I've gotten into full arguments because of it. I've gotten into so many things about who I choose and choose not to have intimate relationships with. And when I jokingly on my private Snap story wanted to, you know, throw a little one-liner to the audience, because if you know me, you know this is something that I've always been dealing with, I get a slide up from a mutual. You can say that without using a slur. What slur, ma'am? What slur? I just want to know what position of oppression that white people have been, and the term cracker was used to add to that oppression. I would love to fucking know. I would just love to know. That's just fucking hot take. I just was remembering that. I was like, that's fucking crazy. On my private Snap, I had to remove that girl. Damn it, I'm sorry if you hear this. No hard feelings, boo. Love you still. But that was crazy, because I don't think you really recognize that privilege and where those things lie and where you can't really, you can't, no, don't tell me that. Because there's a lot of things that comes with me even choosing to date outside of my race. Things you probably will not, those things will not, those questions you never will have to face. That's not a reality you have to face. So if I want to make a little joke about it, and if the said cracker in question says it's okay for me to say, I'm gonna keep saying it. I'm just, it's like when I was growing up and people were telling me, don't cuss, it's not ladylike. How about you shut the fuck up? It's not, it's for who said I was speaking to be ladylike? I'm speaking to be fucking understood and heard. So it's gonna be direct, aggressive, assertive, and you're gonna get it all forward. And if you don't like it, complain to your mom about it, not me, because I don't care. Funny enough, my mom was the one saying that, but don't worry, guys. I don't cuss in front of my mom. I'm from the South. That's not allowed. She would rock me in my shit. She's a lady. She'll get down. She'll wrestle and tough. I remember the scariest. Ugh. Y'all ever have those moments with your parents where you were in your teenage phase, and not the ones where you were like obviously being gaslit for whatever reason, and they don't want to validate your feelings because you're young, but in those legit scenarios where you were just wiling and being a teen, and your parents had a buck up on you real quick so you understood the dynamic. I remember that time. I had my mom fucked up. That shit was hilarious. My mom is like petite thing. I call her chocolate drop. She hates when I call her that. Oh my God. And I'm putting it out in there so she'll get over it. But she's like 5'2". Sweet thing. If you know my mom, you love her. Everyone loves her. She's great. Social butterfly. Like, I feel like people really understand the type of person I am when they like meet her, you know? But I had her fucked up one time. She had to get in my face. I was on the ground, back to the floor, nose to nose in my face. You got one more time to try. I was shaking. And mind you, you know, I was big and buck, but I was yelling and I don't know. I was saying something crazy. I was definitely talking down my neck, though. I definitely forgot, I guess, who I thought I was talking to. I guess I thought I was Lizzie McGuire in that one episode when she was yelling at her mom, because my mom is not Mrs. McGuire. And she had to remind me that she was not Mrs. McGuire. But I love her. That's my best friend. That's a homie. I hope when she hears this, she doesn't get mad. She probably won't. She's like, oh my gosh, she shut me out. I'm famous. My imaginary husband's gonna notice me. She loves Ricky Smiley for whatever reason. Don't ask me why, but. So Ricky Smiley, if you are hearing this, my mom loves you, and hit her up. Yeah. Getting back to it. Did I even answer the question? Did I even get to the end of the point that I was trying to fucking make about actually rebuilding bridges and understanding whether it's worth it or not? Like, is it worth it? Honestly, half the time, no. And I stand by some of those decisions because you have to then look at the person in that point in time where they are. Do they seem like they've change, like, you, I just can't assume that everyone's taking the same steps as me all the time. And sometimes, especially me, because I'm one of those type of people that likes to build relationships with people that I feel like I can influence and fix and make better people for whatever reason. I don't know why I take this on. I don't, it's like extra work without getting paid. I don't know what trauma this is supposed to be satisfying, but this is something that I've been doing literally all my life. Example, reference, ex-boyfriend, yes, the one that threw the vase at me, that one, that was definitely a fixer, that I could handyman that. Bob the Builder who? Yeah, didn't work. So, now that I've recognized these things about myself, I have to recognize whether am I building these relationships up for the right reasons? What benefit does this even give me to even go back to even extending myself, you know? Not every bridge is worth mending. Sometimes you just need to pick up the pieces, clean up the debris, you know? Dust off the path. I mean, put up a memorial. Put up a little park bench next to where the bridge was. Acknowledge what it was. And then move on. And then in the future, when they gentrify the place, the area and whatnot, and they might rebuild something else, a fucking metro pass, easy pathway over it or something like that, that'll be cool. But until then, we can just leave it where it is. And that's okay. Because not only are we forgiving them, but ourselves for what may have been our own actions in those things. You know? I want to thank you guys again for joining me this week, and if you haven't listened to last week's episode, you need to go do that. Why haven't you done that? You need to go do that right fucking now. Like, yeah. And I want to wish everyone a happy new year, because that shit is coming up. Today is, I don't know what day it is. Oh, today is the day that I should just be editing, but I'm recording because I didn't record on the day I was supposed to be recording. So, but it's still 2020 right now. But by the end of this week, it will be 2021. And I will be recording next week's episode. And we're gonna keep this fucking train moving into 2021. Who would have fucking thunk it? Yes. Fucking killing it. Tabasco's still here, sleep on the same thing. That's crazy. It's like he did everything and nothing within the amount of hours it took for me to do this. And he's like exhausted, like he did something today. Like, you didn't even do anything. You just scratched up the wall and that's literally it. That's crazy. But thank you again. Go follow the page at confidential_corner. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, contact me at confidential.corner.ask@gmail.com. And is that everything? That's everything. You can follow me if you want to. You don't have to, but you can find that if you dig through the show page. So go do that. And yeah, like this, rate this like 5 stars, 4 stars minimum, please. But like 5 stars if you want. You can leave something nice. If you have constructive criticism, I like that too. And if you don't want to rate me 4 stars, 3 stars, if it's like, like, I can respect that. I will accept it. But like, yeah, go do that. And that's all, guys. I will see you guys next week. That's a promise.